Once Cord had settled down enough to release me, I drifted over and bumped bodies, more gently, and shared a hug with Yule, too. Saman had emerged from the Orb 12 shaft by now and greeted them both in high spirits. Of course, there was much more that I wanted to say to Cord and Yule, but the man with the spelecaptor had crawled back close enough to get us in his sights, though from a more respectful distance, and this made me clam up. "We'll talk," I said, and Yule nodded. Cord, for now, seemed content merely to look at me, her face a maze of questions. I couldn't help wondering what she saw. I was probably drawn and pasty. She, by contrast, had gone to some effort to dress up for the occasion. All the milled titanium jewelry was on display. She had gotten a new haircut and raided a women's clothing store. But she'd had the good sense not to get too girly, and she still seemed like Cord, barefoot, with a pair of fancy shoes buckled together in the belt of her frock. Others filtered in. A couple of ridiculously beautiful persons I didn't recognize. Some old men. The Forals, drifting along arm in arm as if members of their family had been going on zero-gravity perambulations for centuries. Three avowed, one of whom I recognized. Fra Lodegear. I flew right at him. Spying me inbound, he excused himself from his two companions and waited for me at a handhold on the tunnel wall. We wasted no time on pleasantries. "You know what became of Fra Jad?" I asked him. His face spoke even more eloquently than his voice knew how to do, which was saying a lot. He knew. He knew. Not the false cover story. He knew what I knew, which probably meant he knew a lot more than I knew, and he was apprehensive that I was getting ready to blurt something out. But I shut my mouth at that point, and with a flick of the eyes, let him know I meant to be discreet.
"Yes," said Lodegear. "What can a vout of lesser powers make of it? What does Fra Jad's fate mean? What does it entail for us? What lessons may we derive from it? What changes ought we to make in our own conduct?"
"Yes, Pa Lodegear," I said dutifully. "It is for such answers that I have come to you." I could only pray he would catch the sarcasm, but he made no sign.
"In a way, a man such as Fra Jad lives his whole life in preparation for such a moment, does he not? All the profound thoughts that pass through his consciousness, all the skills and powers that he develops, are shaped toward a culmination. We only see that culmination, though, in retrospect."
"Beautiful. But let us talk of the prospect. What lies ahead, and how does Fra Jad's fate reshape it for us? Or do we go on as if it had never occurred?"
"The practical consequence for me is continuing an ever more effective cooperation between the tendencies known to the vulgar as retors and incantors," Lodegear said. "Prokians and Halicarnians have worked together in the recent past, as you know, with results that have been profoundly startling to those few who are aware of them."
He was staring directly into my eyes as he said this. I knew he was talking about the rerouting of world tracks that, among other things, had placed Fra Jad at the Dabanernud at the same time as his death was recorded above Arb. "Such as our unveiling of the spies of Arn," I said, "just to throw any surveillers off the scent."
"Yes,"
he said, with a tiny negative shake of the head.
"And this serves as a sign that such cooperation must and should continue."
"What is the object of that cooperation, pray tell?"
"Intercosmic peace and unity,"
he returned, so piously that I wanted to laugh, but I'd never give him that satisfaction. "On what terms?"
"Funny you should ask," he said. "While you were in suspended animation, some of us have been discussing that very topic."
And he nodded a bit impatiently toward the muzzle of the Orb 4 shaft, where everyone else was gathering. "Do you think that Fra Jad's fate affected the outcome of those negotiations?"
"Oh, yes," said Fra Lodegear. "It was more influential than I can say.